Blake, we were just having a conversation that came perhaps out of nowhere about what coaches inherit when they get the next job. And Ed had been on the staff at LSU under Les Miles. Obviously, they made a change. He took over. And year four, his fourth year as the head coach, they won the national championship. We know all that. But what kind of roster was it when Ed took over? What did he inherit?
Bill, I mean, from an offensive standpoint, he inherited a roster that was not in the 21st century. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but
right.
big, tall wide receivers that honestly didn't run well in space. Offensive linemen that were, you know, maybe a little I don't want to say they shouldn't have been in the SEC because some of them played well, but Bill, there's a reason that, you know, Les Miles is a former offensive lineman and didn't have many offensive linemen go to the NFL. They were so run block heavy that they didn't know how to transition to the next level in pass protection. We all know about the quarterback position. Bill, I mean, for let's say from 2011 until 2019, even before 2011, there were some times. LSU was known of the team, at least here, a team in the SEC, that they're a quarterback away and they could never find him.
Right.
And so I think that Ed inherited, from a culture standpoint, one of the worst offenses in the SEC when it comes down to advancing into the 21st century. You know, it's funny, a defensive line coach comes in and spreads the football out and wants to throw the football and get guys in space. From a defensive standpoint, I think that he inherited a decent roster. I think that he had a lot of – I mean, LSU defensively has always had guys that are just absolutely amazing. You know, look at the DBs that LSU's had. I mean, he had Jamal Adams and Grant Delpit at safety at one point, Tre'Davious White. Devin White, for crying out loud. I mean, he inherited a really damn good defense. So where that has kind of regressed a little, the offense has obviously picked up. But I think that right now, Bill, the way that Ed has built this roster going into this season, and you look at the defensive line, I don't remember LSU having a defensive line that's been this deep. From start to finish. So he's inherited some good stuff defensively, but offensive, Bill, we always know that was going to be the number one thing that LSU was always struggled in, and he's done a fantastic job in recruiting. And he's taken guys, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow, who was a three-star. He's taking shots on guys offensively because he knows that what he's seen. And one thing that Ed does never gets credit for that I think is just absolutely crazy is how good he is as a talent evaluator, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So he was able to turn that around pretty quickly.
Blake Ruffino with us, just skipping around, jumping around here. Baseball team swept by Vandy. Now, Vandy's a good team, although Georgia didn't respect them all that much. But LSU goes to Kentucky, looked different, looked like they had some energy in them.
Very, very, a lot more energy. And Jeff in the Burrow, Nanana Boo Boo, to you, sir. I mean, Bill, you know, it's funny. A week ago today, I said that nobody's going to take 2 or 3 out of Vandy. Look what happened. Georgia put it on them. But, yeah, they got some life in them. I mean, look, LSU fans aren't going to allow this to go on with their baseball team. They're not going to allow losing. I think that this team has had a lot of pressure to do well. And I know, talking about offense, Palmieri finally put an offensive lineup out on the field, and they started scoring runs and hitting the ball. So, yes, guys were at the plate. Guys were doing a lot better at letting the ball get deep into the plate and taking the ball the opposite way. K. Beloso, you know, one thing that in today's game everybody wants to pull the ball. Sometimes you got to sit back and let the ball get deep and take the ball the opposite way. And they did really well at hitting. Got a good South Carolina team coming into town, so we'll see how they do there. But I was really impressed how good they did hitting the ball this weekend.
Somebody apparently hypnotized Georgia's baseball team into thinking they're playing football against Vandy, the way they hit them. In the two games they won, they outscored them 23-3 or something.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if Kirby Smart had something to do with it. I know George Dog ain't gonna like that too much, but it wouldn't surprise me if Kirby. Bill, I watched that game. Rocker just got absolutely, you know, I hate to say it. You know what's crazy to me is that it seems as if that something's a little off with him. I don't know what it is. I noticed it in the LSU series, but I don't know if something's a little off of them. But they just play with hair on fire, and that's what confidence does for you. They went in there confident as heck, and they take two or three. I was surprised that they played as well as they did. And look, that just goes to show you the baseball in the SEC. You're going to get clipped if you're not paying attention.
One thing I noticed, and he's throwing 93, 94, but he doesn't look like he has bite on his fastball. His other stuff's fine, but the pitcher that they tried out after him, Mr. Leiter, who's 5 inches shorter and 50 pounds lighter, has much more bite on his fastball, if you'll notice. Wow.
You know, Bill, the funniest quote I've heard in a long time is my cousin, who was a closer at Southern Miss and is a pitching coach now. He said that might be, and he's making a joke, but he said that Leiter, we were watching the game, and Leiter threw a 92, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And he said that's the fastest 93-mile-an-hour fastball in the history of baseball. And I asked him to emphasize what he meant there. It's that Leiter has such a crazy spin rate on his fastball, which makes him so hard to pick up what's coming out of his hand, where then you go into Kumar Rocker, where, yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a little bite that's coming off his fastball. Is he trying to go longer in the game? Is he not trying to put all the velocity and everything he's got into his pitches? Is he trying to take it off, and is that hurting him? But Leiter's spin rate is insane, and why it's difficult for guys to pick up on it. I know that Cade Doty, the guy that, you know, finally was able to get a hit, the home run off of him, he said that, you know, it took him at least 15 pitches to be able to figure out what he was doing. And until then, you know, LSU, arguably LSU's best hitter so far this season, needed to go through three at-bats, which would then get you into seven innings, if not further, before he can pick up anything. So I thought that was really interesting that most, you know, we've talked to people and they said that his spin rate is just insane, talking about Leiter.
Well, let everybody know how they can get your information. Has everything in general, at least for the last week at LSU, simmered down a little bit? Just the constant controversy and whatever it might be popping up.
Oh, I know one thing. I hope so, at least for now. You know, for the fans that don't, you know, like LSU or don't follow LSU or whatever, just to give a frame of reference, I mean, we've had media members here locally calling for Ed Orgeron's head when Ed Orgeron's not even the face of some of this that's going on around LSU. You know, LSU was sued, Bill, for $50 million in a Sharon Lewis lawsuit, and then they're saying fire Ed Orgeron when Ed Orgeron's not even the lawsuit. We had a guy from The Advocate, which is a local newspaper here, who made Ed Orgeron the face of a basketball FBI investigation and said that Ed Orgeron took a bribery from Raisin Cane's. Bill, Will Wade's under investigation from the FBI. They're still poking around. For whatever reason, Ed Orgeron from some local media outlets has taken an absolute beating over the last 2 weeks. I have my suspicions as to why, but no one's really coming out and saying why. So all this is going on with LSU. Ed Orgeron, quite honestly, has been the face of it. But when you take a step back and you look, this Gloria Scott case, we have audio tape that she tried to extort Ed Orgeron and LSU for money. So you have that there. Sharon Lewis, she sues everybody in the athletic department, even the new AD Scott Woodward, but she doesn't sue Ed Orgeron. That's a little telling. And then you continue to go on, and then there's more articles and articles and articles about Ed Orgeron that doesn't make sense. Bill, they're saying the man's under an FBI investigation and don't even mention Will Wade. I don't know what's – you know, it's a little thing going on right now, Bill, that happened to Ed at USC. He wasn't the face of the country club. And these people in Louisiana, they win a national title sometimes. And look, I love my people, and I love LSU. But just because you won a national title in 2019 doesn't mean anything, because you got smoked last season. Like, you, Ed Orgeron is one of your own. So, Bill, they need to be careful of what they're wishing for, because the last time they ran off a coach, we got beat by Troy. And, I don't like Les Miles any more than anybody else. I'm glad he got fired, to be honest. But still, the grass isn't always green on the other side. So, yeah, it's kind of simmered down, but you still have the USA Today. Bill came out with another article, which makes it number 20. I don't understand what's going on here. Maybe I need to gain some more experience or find out more of what's going on, but I don't get the attack on Ed Orgeron.
Tell everybody how they can watch your shows.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, AYS Sports across the board. Please go to our YouTube channel, subscribe. We're taking a tour around the SEC. We'll be doing some Arkansas coming up this week, and then we'll continue to go around the SEC to follow your teams and get ready up for the upcoming season. So AYS Sports on Twitter and Facebook as well, and go hit the like and subscribe.
Good stuff. We'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.